保罗曾经勉励哥林多教会的信徒，要他们在信仰生活里头追求一件事情，就是变成主的形状。
Paul encouraged the Corinthian members to pursue one thing, to have the image of Christ.
那什么是主的形状呢？
And what is the image or likeness of Christ?
那其中最重要的一项，我想就是爱。
Yeah, I think the most important characteristic is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
耶稣就是天上的神，道成肉身来到世界上。
And Jesus was God in flesh.
那所以耶稣的形状就是爱。
And the image of Christ is love.
保罗说，耶稣是爱我，为我舍己。
And Paul said that Jesus loves me to the point of death.
耶稣为人们死在十字架上。
Jesus gave his life on the cross.
因为他爱世人，所以他愿意为世人来受死。
And because he loved humankind, he gave his life.
因为他的谦卑，所以他能够克服这个从十字架来的羞辱跟痛苦。
And through his humility, he suffered and endured the shame on the cross.
那今天我们来学习耶稣基督为我们死，让我们学习他的爱。
And so tonight's message will be to learn from the love of Jesus Christ from his death.
然后让我们在生活当中有他的形状。
So that we too can have the image of Christ.
耶稣为什么要死在十字架上？
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
我们知道看得见的人，每一个人都会有一次的死。
And every person has to die once.
每一个人死的原因或许不太一样。
And people die from different causes and different reasons.
但是从圣经来看，人的死只有一个原因。
But the Bible tells us of there's one true reason for of death.
请看罗马书六章二十三节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
二十三节，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。这里说到罪的工价就是死。
The Bible says here the wages of sin is death.
所以死这一个事实让我们必须承认我们人是有罪的。
And because there is death.And we cannot deny that we have sin.
我们再看罗马书五章十二节。
Let's also read Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
罗马书五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。本来在神创造的创造之初没有死这件事情。
In the creation, God did not create death.
但是神有对人类的始祖亚当夏娃说，你们如果违背了神所吩咐的，那你们吃了善恶树上的果子，你们必定死。
But he did warn Adam and Eve that the day you eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
结果人类的始祖违背了神的吩咐。
And the first man and woman disobeyed God.
那这在宗教的术语来说，违背神就是犯了罪。
And disobeying God is equivalent to sinning against God.
那罪入了从人类始祖入了世界，那罪就带来了死。
And so through one man, death and sin entered into the world, and death came from sin.
所以人生来就带着。死的这个成分。
So when we are born, we already carry within ourselves death.
这里说，因为众人都犯了罪。
And this verse also says, for all have sinned.
我们在神的标准之下，我们常常违背了神的吩咐。
And today we still often disobey God's commandments.
那一个罪的因子，死的因子，也在我们每一个人的身上。
And sin, the cause of death, remains within us.
那所以这是人人啊会死的原因。
And that's why we all die.
那主耶稣他为什么死
？But why did Jesus die？
他不是像我们人啊，是带着罪的啊罪跟死的因子而他死。
Because he did not die for his sins.
耶稣是被罗马的政府把他判决钉十字架的。
Jesus was sentenced by the Roman government and to be nailed on the cross.
那么从法律上来看，耶稣是应该死吗
？But does Jesus deserve death from the point of the law？
当时的罗马的官员叫做比拉多。
The judge was Pilate.
他对耶稣这个案子啊，他觉得非常的苦恼。
And he was disturbed by the case before him.
因为他实在查不出来耶稣有什么罪。
Because he did not find any guilt in Jesus.
所以他想要把耶稣释放。
And so he had wanted to release him.
那些把耶稣交到他这里来的啊，是犹太人当时犹太社会里头的一些领袖。
But the leaders were the ones who arrested Jesus.
那比拉多就跟这些犹太人的领袖啊，三次的啊，来跟他们讲，这个人没有罪啊。
And Pilate said to them repeatedly, "This man did not sin."
但是这些犹太人却坚持的说要把耶稣钉十字架。
But the Jews insisted to nail Jesus on the cross.
对比拉多来讲，这只是一个犹太人。
But to Pilate, this was just another Jew.
当时犹太人是受罗马帝国的统治。
And the Jews were under Roman rule.
那他当这个巴勒斯坦地的啊的这个官员啊，他的主要的工作之一就是让地方能够安定。
So one of his job as an official is to keep the peace.
所以他为了不让百姓乱起来。所以他勉强的答应说：“好吧，照你们的意思，把耶稣钉十字架。”
And since he was afraid of the people rioting because of Jesus, he agreed to hand him over.
那把耶稣带人来抓耶稣的一个人叫犹大。
And it was Judas who had first betrayed Christ.
那犹大他后来看到耶稣被判钉十字架，他说。我实在流了无辜人的血。
And even when he saw Jesus nailed on the cross, he said, "I shed the blood of an innocent man."
但是事情已经演变到这种地步，他没有办法挽回。
But there was no turning back.
所以他非常的自责。
And Judas, his conscience rebuked him.
甚至他自杀。
And he committed suicide.
以后。耶稣的门徒在传讲耶稣受死复活的事情。
Later, the apostles preached the message that Jesus died and was resurrected.
那他们也强调耶稣是没有罪的。
They too said that Jesus was without sin.
请看《使徒行传》三章十四节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 3 verse 14.
使徒行传》三章十四节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节，新约圣经166页，《使徒行传》三章十四节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 14。
你们弃绝了那圣洁公义者，求着释放一个凶手给你们。这里耶稣的门徒他们说，这些犹太人当时这些犹太人，他们弃绝了那个圣洁公义的就是耶稣。
The apostles said to the Jews, "You disown the right, holy and righteous one."
那他们这样子讲是冒着生命的危险来讲这样子的话。
And they proclaimed this truth, even though their lives were threatened.
意思就是说你们的判决是错误的。
They proclaimed that.The Jews were wrong.
耶稣是无罪的，你们把他当成有罪，把他钉死。
Jesus was without sin, yet they sentenced him to death.
这等于是对当时的官府，对当时的所谓的工会，一个公然的反抗批评。
And so they spoke openly against the Sanhedrin and the government.
他们可能会也会有生命的危险。
And it was possible that they risked their lives.
那他们为什么愿意冒生命的危险来先讲这件事情？
But why were they willing to proclaim the truth?
因为耶稣真的是没有罪的。
Because Jesus was indeed without sin.
那耶稣也曾经用这样的一个话题来问人们。
Jesus also asked the people.
请看约翰福音八章四十六节。
Please read John chapter 8, verse 46.
约翰福音八章四十六节。
John chapter 8, verse 46.
新约圣经一百四十页，约翰福音八章四十六节。
John chapter 8, verse 46.
你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？这是耶稣对人们的一个问话。你们中间谁能够指证我有罪
？Jesus asked, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?"
结果没有人有办法指证耶稣是有罪的。
And of course, no one could.
纵然是生活上的一些细节。他们都抓不到把柄。
They could not find any fault in Jesus in the smallest details.
那更重要的啊，耶稣不是像我们人们在罪孽当中所生来就带着罪。
And Jesus was not born in sin.
他是圣灵怀胎而生的。
He was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣被钉十字架啊，也不是被强迫的，是他甘愿舍命。
And Jesus actually chose to be put on the cross.
请我们看约翰福音十章十八节。
Please read John chapter 10 verse 18.
约翰福音十章十八节。
John chapter 10 verse 18.
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回。这是我从父所受的命令。在耶稣还没被钉十字架之前，他就这样子说：是我自己甘愿舍命的。
Before Jesus was crucified, he said, "I am willing to lay down my life."
再看到约翰福音十二章二十四节。
So read John 12 verse 24.
二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。耶稣他甘愿舍弃自己的生命。
Jesus willingly laid down his life.
唯有这样子才能够来成全救恩。
Because only through his death can he accomplish salvation.
唯有这样子才能够拯救所有的世界上的人。
And only through his death can he save all mankind.
我们再看到十二章的三十二节。
Let's also read chapter 12 verse 36.
三十二节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。三十三节
，33，
耶稣这话原是指着自己将要怎样死说的。他知道他要怎样死，他也愿意这样来死。
Jesus knew in verse 32 that how he would die, and he was willing to.
十字架看起来是一件很不光荣，是羞耻的事情。
And death on the cross is a shameful death.
但是耶稣知道这样子反而会吸引许多的人。
But Jesus knew that through his death, people would be drawn to him.
从耶稣受死一直到今天，有多少的人被十字架所吸引
？And indeed, how many have been drawn to God through the cross after his death?
正如耶稣自己所说的。
It is true, just as Jesus said.
就当时的情形来讲，罗马兵丁他们说实在的也没有办法来抓拿耶稣。
Even the Roman soldiers had no power over Jesus.
当犹大带着一些人到客西马尼园要来抓耶稣的时候
，When Judas led the soldiers to the Garden of Gethsemane to arrest Jesus.
耶稣问他们说：“你们找谁
？”Jesus asked, "Who do you want?"
他们说：“我们要找这个拿撒勒人耶稣。
”And they said, "We want Jesus of Nazareth."
耶稣说：“我就是。”
And Jesus said, I am. And the soldiers fell down on the ground.
啊, 耶稣如果显出他的能力来, 没有人能够抓他。
If Jesus showed his power, no one could take hold of him.
啊, 正如耶稣所说的, 是他自己交, 自己将自己交给这些人, 自己舍命。
But as he said, he willingly gave himself over to them.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候,
and when he hung on the cross,
啊, 有人还讥笑他说, 你能够救别人, 难道不能救你自己吗?
The crowd mocked him, saying, can't you save yourself?
啊, 你如果从十字架上下来, 我们就相信你。
If you can come down from the cross, we will believe.
啊, 但是在这个时刻里头, 耶稣不使用他的潜能。
But in that crucial moment, Jesus did not use his power.
当然他可以从十字架上下来,
of course, he could remove himself from the cross.
啊, 但是他为的是要他担待我们的罪, 为我们受刑罚, 来成全救恩。
But he had to carry our burden and carry our sins to accomplish salvation.
哦, 所以耶稣为什么要死?
Now, why did Jesus have to die?
他是代替我们所有世人的罪。
He died for our sins.
啊, 这就是爱的一个最高的表现。
And that's the greatest way of showing his love.
请看罗马书五章第六节。
Please read Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
罗马书五章六节到八节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 8.
新约圣经214页。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6 to 8.
因为我们还软弱的时候, 基督就 按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这里说耶稣的受死是来显明神的爱。Jesus
died to show the love of God.
那这一个爱是最高最大的爱。And
this is the highest and greatest love.
啊, 不是为了我们很好而为我们死。
He did not die for us because we were good.
啊, 在神的面前, 我们没有一个人是义人。
Before God, there is no righteous man. 啊,
那, 我们还是罪人的时候, 耶稣基督就为我们死。
But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
啊, 在我们还不认识他的时候, 他就为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
Before we even knew him, he gave his life on the cross for us.
我们请看罗马书三章二十三节。
Please read Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
二十三节, 因为世人都犯了罪, 亏欠神的荣耀。 啊, 在神的面前, 因为我们是罪人, 啊, 所以我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because we are sinners before God, we fall short of the glory of God.
再看, 啊, 同样第三章的第九节。
It's also read chapter 3 verse 9.
这却怎样呢? 我们比他们强吗? 绝不是的, 因为我们已经证明犹太人和希利尼人都在罪恶之下。 第十节。
10.
就如经上所记, 没有义人, 连一个也没有。 啊, 在神的面前, 啊, 不论是哪一个种族的, 哪一个种族的人, 住在哪里的人, 都是在罪孽当中所生，生来就带着罪。
Regardless of where you come from, you are born in sin.
每一个人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And everyone falls short of the glory of God.
那罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
有罪就要受刑罚。
And death deserves punishment.
那这个罪的刑罚包括肉体的死, 包括将来永远的死。
And sin deserves punishment, which includes physical death in this world and also death of the soul.
哦, 所以我们看得见的人生, 人人都有一死。
Every one of us will eventually end, finish our life on earth.
所以有智慧的所罗门王说, 这一场战争没有一个人能够免。
And Solomon wisely said that no one can avoid this.
那这一场战争, 啊, 我们也一定会输, 因为我们一定会死。
And we will surely lose in this battle with death because we will die.
啊，无论你再怎么保养你自己的身体，啊，无论你再怎么小心，啊，用任何的方法，啊，只是有可能你活得比较健康一点，啊，但是人总是逃不了这一关。
And you may be able to live healthier and longer, but you cannot escape death.
啊，圣经里都说还有第二次的死。
But the Bible also tells us of a second death.
啊，请看启示录二十一章第八节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8.
启示录二十一章第八节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 8.
第八节，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就是在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。这里说到还有第二次的死。
There is a second death.
我们看得见的这一个死啊，其实这也是一个恩典。
The death of the physical life is actually a blessing of God.
人在罪孽当中所生啊，人的这一个肉体是受咒诅的。
Man is born in sin, and the physical body is cursed with sin.
那你想想看，人会老，但是如果不会死，那会变成一个多可怕的事情。
Suppose you only grow older and older but never die, how dreadful would that be?
哦，会老不会死，那你看你怎么过日子？
Imagine how you would live your days if you are just old but you will not die.
哦，所以看得见的这个死啊，虽然是一种刑罚，但其实也是神的一种恩典。
So the end of our physical life is both a punishment as well as a blessing.
啊，脱离了这个肉体的辖制。
Because God allows us to be free from our physical body. 啊，
脱离了这个肉体所带来的咒诅。
And to be free of the curse of the flesh.
而最可怕的是，啊，这个硫磺火湖第二次的死。
But what is more dreadful is the death in the lake of burning sulfur, the second death.
啊，人看得见的这个死，并不是说啊，人死好像灯熄灭了一样。
And when we when our physical life ends, it's not like the lamp is turning off a lamp.
啊，因为生命的本身并不是物质的存在。
Because life does not cease with the end of physical life.
哦，啊，这个生命啊是看不见而存在，而是永恒的。
Life is invisible, but it exists forever.
哦，那这一个生命的归宿啊是一个最重要的事情。
And it is most important to us, where our life will end up after we die on earth.
哦，那圣经告诉我们要避免这第二次的死，只有一个方法，就是把罪解决了。
And the only way to avoid the second death is to rid ourselves of sin.
哦，那从圣经旧约里头啊，让我们隐约的看到这个罪得到解决的一个方法。
And the Old Testament hints at a way to redeem our sins.
啊，就是用血成为赎价来赎人的罪。
It is through blood that people redeemed their sins.
啊，在旧约时代啊，这些以色列人他们拜神啊，他们用这个牲畜的血。
In the Old Testament times, when the Israelites worship God, they sacrifice with the blood of cattle.
哦，这牲畜替我死，来流血。
And meaning that the animal dies and shed its blood for the in their place.
这牲畜被杀了，它代替我受刑罚。
And the animal is killed and punished in their place.
哦，那这个牲畜的血成为我的赎价。
And the blood of that animal becomes the price for redeeming their sins.
啊，这给人一个观念，人有罪，人的罪需要被赎。
That sacrifice meant to teach them and remind them of their sins and that they need to be redeemed.
哦，但是动物的生命跟人的生命不一样。
But an animal is not equal to a person.
哦，所以动物不能够代替人。
And the animal can never take a place of a human being.
哦，那你我都有罪。
If all of us have sinned.
那我不能代替你，你也没有办法代替我。
Then I cannot die for your sins, and nor can you die for my sins.
那所以唯有神他自己成为人来到世界上。
So that is why God himself became a man on earth.
他成为一个无罪的人。
He became a man without sin.
哦，他来 承担我们的罪，代替我们受刑罚。
He came to take upon himself all of our sins and die for us.
他为我们流血来成为赎价。
And he shed his own blood to pay the price for us.
那为什么耶稣他能够有这种舍己的爱？
Why did Jesus have such love to give himself up?
啊，神成为人来到世界上，耶稣他也完完全全的带着人性。他也有神性。
As God in flesh, Jesus had both the characteristics of God and a man.
哦，所以耶稣也会哭，耶稣也会饿，耶稣也会累，他也会痛。
And as a man, he cried, he hungered, and he was tired.
那他为什么从人性来看，人性这个角度来看，他为何能够在十字架上来牺牲？
And as a man, how was he able to sacrifice himself on the cross?
啊，就是因为他的爱。
It was because he loved.
那为什么耶稣能够有这么伟大的爱？
How can Jesus love so much?
请看马太福音九章三十六节。
Please read Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36.
新约十二页，马太福音九章三十六节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36。
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。耶稣看见了人们在生活当中所遭遇的这些患难困苦。
He saw the trouble the people had in life.
他说这些人们好像流浪啊，没有牧人的羊一般。
And he saw them like sheep without a shepherd.
啊，在耶稣的时代，在今天的世代都一样。有些人身上带着疾病。
It is the same then and now. People carry illnesses.
啊，有些疾病让人过着痛苦的生活。
And illnesses causes them pain.
有些人是心灵充满着愁苦。
Some carry sorrow in their heart.
有些人是在生活当中充满着重担压力。
And some carry great burdens in their lives.
啊，为了生活而这样子劳碌脱磨。
And they toil and labor for.And they're not for their livelihood.
啊，有些人被生活当中的一些人或者事情捆绑了。
And some are bound by their responsibilities to other people.
啊，有些人与人之间的这种不和谐、仇恨啊，把自己绑住了。
And some are bound by hatred and in their relationship with others.
这里说耶稣看见他们困苦流离。
Jesus saw that they were harassed and helpless.
耶稣就怜悯他们。
And he had mercy on them.
耶稣不但看见，耶稣也听见。
Not only did he hear, he also saw.
请看啊，马可福音十章四十六节。
Please turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章四十六节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 46。
四十六节到四十九节。
We read from 46 to 49.
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨患的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒人的耶稣，就喊着说。大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住说：“叫过他来。”他们就叫那瞎子对他说：“放心起来，他叫你的。”啊，继续看五十节。
That's right. I'll continue to verse 50.
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里。五十一节。
51.
耶稣说要我为你做什么？瞎子说拉波尼，我要能看见。五十二节。
52.
耶稣说你去吧，你的信救了你。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。 啊，这里说到有一个生来就瞎眼的人。
This is a story of a man who was born blind.
啊，注定他的人生是黑暗的。
And he lived in darkness.
啊，他的人生是可怜的。
And he should be pitied.
啊，甚至他的父母亲也没有给他一个名字。啊，这个巴迪买就是。啊，一个叫迪啊，就是迪买的儿子的意思。
He did not even have a real name. He was known as Bartimaeus, which is the son of Bartimaeus.
啊，因为这样的一个没有前途的一个孩子，给他名字也没有什么益处，没有什么作用。
Perhaps his parents did not have any hope in the son and didn't even bother to give him a name.
啊，所以真的，他只能够做一个讨饭的人。
So all he could do was beg.
啊，一样是人，为什么我是过着这样的生活
？And why should he live such a life？
啊，他不但有身体上的苦，他更有心灵中的不了解，心灵中的苦，啊，甚至恨。
Well, he suffered physically. He must have wondered why, and perhaps hated.
他听过耶稣的作为。
He had heard about Jesus.
这时候，他听到说耶稣要从这里经过。
And he heard that Jesus was coming by.
虽然他是一个无望的人，但是啊，人的这种生存的意志啊，是值得钦佩的。
Well, he did not have much hope. He had a desire to live.
啊，这是人性光明的一面，有尊严的一面。
And that is the positive side of human nature.
啊，他有这么一个机会，他要把握，他不愿意放弃。
And so he seized the chance.
因为耶稣要从这里经过
，because Jesus was walking by
啊，所以他就在人群当中，他看不见，他也不晓得耶稣走过来了没有，他就大声的呼喊。
He did not see Jesus, and he did not know whether Jesus was near, so he cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me."
啊，有人就制止他，乱嚷什么
？And people rebuked him.
他喊得越大声
，but he cried out even louder.
啊，因为这似乎是他人生当中绝望的人生里头唯一一线的希望。
Because this may be his only chance.
这里说耶稣听见了
，and the Bible says Jesus heard him.
耶稣不但听见他的喊声，耶稣也听到了他的心声。
Jesus heard his voice and his heart.
耶稣就怜悯他，耶稣就医治了他。
And he had compassion on him and healed him.
耶稣说：“要我为你做什么
？”Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
啊，人家是斥责他，耶稣是以这种温柔的声音啊，来愿意帮助他。
Well, the crowd rebuked him. Jesus said to him in a gentle voice,
为什么耶稣能够为我们舍命？
How can Jesus give his life for us?
因为他实在看见了，他也实在听见了。
Because he saw our needs and he heard our needs.
啊，虽然耶稣复活升天了。
Jesus had already resurrected and is in heaven now.
啊，同样的，耶稣今天仍然看见，他仍然听见。
But today he also sees and he hears.
请再看希伯来书四章十五节。
Please read Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
希伯来书四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15。
新约圣经316页，希伯来书四章十五节。
Hebrews 4 verse 15。
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。16节。
16。
所以我们只管坦然无忌地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤、蒙恩惠、做随时的帮助。啊，这个希伯来书的作者啊，他对神有很深刻，对主耶稣有很深刻的体验。
And the author of Hebrews gives us a vivid description of his experience in Jesus Christ.
这里所说的大祭司指的就是耶稣。他说，这个大祭司他。不是不能体恤我们的软弱，他是能够体恤我们软弱的。
The high priest, who is Jesus, is able to sympathize with our weakness.
为什么他能够体恤呢？因为他了解我们，他知道。
He sympathizes because he knows exactly how we feel.
为什么有时候我们领受不到、得不到爱
？Why is it we don't feel any love?
啊，因为别人 不了解我们。
It's because sometimes other people cannot understand us.
虽然有时候是看见了我们的情况，是听见了我们所说的，但是还是没有办法体系我们。
They may see your needs and hear about your needs, but they cannot always sympathize.
但是主耶稣他知道我们。
But Jesus knows us.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们尽管的来到施恩的宝座前。
And so this pastor tells us, let us approach the throne of grace.
主耶稣为我们流血，为我们打开的这一条道路。
Jesus has shed his blood to open a way for us.
罪人本来不配在这个圣洁的神面前来接近，来求什么的。
Sinners are not worthy to come to God to ask for anything.
但是耶稣为我们流血，让我们能够坦然无惧的来到神施恩的宝座前。
But Jesus shed his blood so we can approach God with confidence.
那主耶稣他在传道的旅程当中，他就一再的表现出这样的一个特性来。
And when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he again he always showed his love.
有一个病了38年的人，耶稣主动的走过去问他说：“你要得医治吗？”
He approached the ill who had been sick for 38 years and said, "Do you want to be healed?"
有一个有罪的女人，她来到耶稣的背后，在那边哭泣着。
And another time, the woman who sinned came to him weeping.
耶稣知道她内心的挣扎，知道她内心的痛苦。
And Jesus knew of the pain and struggle in her heart.
这样的一个女人是社会所不容，是社会所不能够接纳的。
And she was despised by the society.
但是耶稣让她靠近，耶稣也安了，给她最大的安慰。耶稣赦免了他的罪。
Jesus let her come near him, and he forgave her sins.
因为他看到这个女人，她的对她的所作所为的那一种内心里头的难过的那一种痛悔。
Because he saw the repentance in her heart.
另外有一个在社会上算是有地位、有钱的人。
There's another man who is respected.
但是却很不受犹太人的欢迎。
But he was not liked by the Jews.
就是税吏长撒该。
And his name was Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
看起来他生活应该没有什么缺少的，没有什么缺少。
He probably lived a good life.
他所缺少的就是朋友真诚的爱。
But he did not have a friends or love.
因为人。犹太社会讨厌他这种人。
Because the people hated him for his job.
他为罗马政府工作。
Because he worked for the Roman government.
他搜刮百姓的钱。
And he probably cheated people.
所以外在上看起来他是丰富的。
So he seemed to have a lot.
但是他的内在却是很贫穷的。
But he was poor in spirit.
这是他心中的痛。
And that's the pain in his heart.
这是他人生的遗憾。
And that's what he needed in life.
或许他应该是宁可放弃这些钱，而能够有一个对的好的生活。
And he probably was willing to give up all he had to live a right, a correct, and good life.
但是他又偏偏紧抓着钱，不能够放。
But he did not have the power to let go of his wealth.
这成为他生活当中的一个挣扎。
And it was a constant struggle in his life.
他实在想要摆脱这样的一个捆绑。
He wanted to be freed.
但是他自己本身又下不了决心，又没有那个力量。
But he did not have the power to.
耶稣知道他内心的挣扎。
Jesus knew his heart.
所以当耶稣要来到他住的地方的时候
，So when Jesus came to his hometown,
他也是很好奇的，他想要看看耶稣。
Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was.
他也想要从耶稣那边能不能得到一些什么恩典或帮助。
He wanted to ask for ask for grace.
他人长得矮小。
He was short.
他挤在人群当中。
And he pushed his way through the crowd.
在这样的一个情况之下，没有人愿意让他。
But no one would let him through.
所以他爬到树上去。
So he climbed on a tree.
谁晓得耶稣就走到这棵树下来。
And Jesus walked underneath the tree.
耶稣抬头对他说：“撒开，撒开，下来！今天我要住到你家去。
”And Jesus looked up and said, "Come down, Zacchaeus. Tonight I will be at your place."
耶稣成为他的力量，成为他的需要。
And Jesus became his power.
所以他就有力量来放弃他的生活。
And he had the strength to give up his old life.
他本来紧抓着钱不放的，现在他可以不要这些钱。
Before he held his money tightly, but after he met Jesus, he let it go.
因为本来钱是他最大的依靠，最大的帮助。
Because money was all he had before.
但是现在有耶稣，才是真正他最大的依靠跟最大的帮助。
Jesus had become his greatest source of help.
耶稣看见他，也知道他，所以耶稣呼叫他。
Jesus saw him and knew him, and he called Zacchaeus.
请我们再看约翰福音十一章三十四节。
Please read John 11 verse 34.
约翰福音十一章三十四节、三十五节。
John 11 verse 34 and 35.
便说你们把他放在哪里？他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了。三十六节。
36。
犹太人说：“你看他爱这人是何等的恳切。”这里提到耶稣的一个朋友拿撒勒死了。
This passage talks about the death of Lazarus, a friend of Jesus.
那耶稣到他家的时候。耶稣要到他的坟墓去，那耶稣哭了。
And Jesus wept at his tomb.
犹太人说：“你看，耶稣爱这个人是何等的恳切。
”And the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
我们也可以看到说，耶稣是完完全全的带着人性的。
We can see how Jesus manifested his human characteristics.
那耶稣只对拉撒路爱得这么恳切而已吗？
Did Jesus only love Lazarus so much?
不是的，耶稣对我们每一个人都是爱得这么恳切。
He actually loves all of us just as much.
我们看他怎么对待将要面临的十字架的苦刑。
How was he able to face the suffering on the cross?
请看路加福音九章五十一节。
Please read Luke chapter 9 verse 51.
路加福音九章五十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51.
新约圣经九十四页，路加福音九章五十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51.
耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem.
中文、英文都同样的，耶稣是定义、刻意的、下定决心的往耶路撒冷去。
Jesus resolved and made a clear decision to go to Jerusalem.
为了什么？为了我们所有的人。
And he went for all of our sake.
那是十字架的苦行。
The suffering on the cross was waiting for him.
他刻意的、立志的要往耶路撒冷去。
But he was determined to go.
他爱我们，不是也是这么恳切吗？
And that's how much and how surely he loves us.
我们再看路加福音十二章五十节。
Let's also read Luke chapter 12 verse 50.
五十节，我有当受的喜，还没有成就，我是何等的迫切呢？
But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
这里所说当受的洗就是十字架的苦行。
And the baptism Jesus referred to here is the cross.
为了十字架的这件事情，他是非常的急切的，非常的迫切的。
And he was anxious for the work on the cross.
是的，他对我们每一个人都是爱得这么的恳切。
And that's how much he loves us.
这是耶稣基督的爱。
This is all from the love of Christ.
耶稣基督也希望我们能够有这样子的爱。
And Jesus also wants us to have the same love.
我们要有他这种舍己的爱。耶稣基督要我们彼此相爱。
He wants us to love and sacrifice.
他甚至说， 这彼此的相爱就是基督徒的记号。
And he says it is the sign of a Christian to love one another.
哦，让人看见我们的彼此相爱，来认出我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
And he others can recognize you as disciples of Christ through your love.
那么耶稣为什么能够爱？为什么他能够舍己
？How can Jesus love and how could Jesus sacrifice himself?
因为他看见了，他听见了，他知道。
It was because he saw, he heard, and he knew.
啊，所以我们今天啊，在我们的生活当中，啊，我们要去看见、去听见、去知道别人的需要、别人的苦楚。
And today we also need to make an effort to see and to hear and to know about the needs of other people.
啊，当我们弟兄姐妹相处的时候，我们不是来挑别人的啊不对，挑别人的毛病，挑别人的短处。
Let us not pick on each other's shortcomings.
如果这样子的话，我们没有办法彼此相爱。
Because if we do, it is not possible to love one another.
我们是要像耶稣那样子的看见、听见跟知道。
We must be like Jesus, who saw, heard, and knew people.
那么我们也才能够真的成为耶稣基督的门徒，过着彼此相爱的生活。
And that's how we can become His disciples to live a life of mutual love.